Blog Talk Radio.
Magazine here at Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sandra White Stevens, publisher of Urban Teen Magazine. We are a teen magazine written for teens by teens. Here at Urban Teen Magazine Radio, we focus on the entertainment section of Urban Teen, bringing to life to our readers and listeners some of the wonderful and talented artists that we feature, which brings me to our very special guest today, Sal Paul, part rapper, part singer-songwriter. Sal Paul is an entertaining artist who blends his voice, his guitar, and his loop pedal to create a live show that is nothing less than an experience. We're waiting for Sal Paul to connect with us. So in the meantime, we want our listeners to hear what he has out. It's his latest single. It's called I Can Only Be Me. And in the meantime, hopefully we can get Sal Paul on the line. But it's called I Can Only Be Me, and here it is for all our listeners.
But I'm nervous, cause I can still fail. So I'm posted on the curb here, steady serving, grinding, getting the smell. Ain't scared of jail, but it seems that I'm afraid to bear. My soul exposed myself and live life free without a care. But I know that it's a cost that I gotta pay if I desire to live my dream. So I tell like it is, through my tears, to my peers, rather than how it seems. Thus I've been free from violent dreams and silent screams. I realize I can only be me, you're born again, G, the ride for the king.
Lord, I tried hard, but still I feel so far.
Plotted my course carefully, then dedicated to be a blessing. Be weather the storm and then rest in peace. I'm bad weather, the norm is standing stressing me. I understand it, just testing me. Chop your games with a lesson be. Get to the other side with a blessing be. My problems with a crush, it has a G. But I'm surreal, let me get the best of me. Recognize God with the best of me. Gotta be again if you invest in me. The odds as it gets better return. The way that I'm built, just the better I learn. Think it makes sense, just wait my turn. The games don't tempt me, the players are perns. So I'm holding true, holding it down to make it do what it do. It's like an afterlife in a penthouse view. And the letter right now, I gotta make the right move.
If I knew what I now know, maybe 5 years ago, I'd be so far though.
But I can only be me.
If I knew what I now know, maybe 5 years ago, I'd be so far though.
But I can only be me.
But since I got no time machine, right now must be the time for me.
For me,
if not, I still
believe. But I can only be me.
But since I got no time
machine,
right now must be the time for me.
For me,
if not, I still
believe. But I can only be me.
Goes down
right now.
Goes down
right now. If you're my right.
hoping I'm saying you're pronouncing your name correctly. Is it Saul Paul?
Saul Paul, you got it.
All right, all right. What a nice song and what a catchy tune. Give us a little background about your song, I Can Only Be Me, because you said there's a little something behind that. So is there any special meaning to that song?
Yeah, I mean, it's significant to me because it's the first song that I wrote after I learned how to play the guitar. You know, myself, I'm a rapper. I'm an MC. That's how I started out. And along the way, I picked up the guitar, and I fell in love with it, and I felt like I had to choose between playing the guitar and singing or just rapping. And then I just decided I'm me. I can only be me. And so I mixed the two.
Wow, wow.
That's really what it was.
Well, it definitely works.
I love it.
I was definitely feeling it over here. Now, I read somewhere you had a dream to make music, make a living, and make history. How old were you when you had these inspirations, and when did you realize you can actually make your dreams come true?
Man, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, and I'm loving it. I was just about to tweet to my fans, like, tune in and check this out. I mean, I just came back from a European tour 2 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was crazy. I had a photo shoot when I 3 hours after I landed, and now I get to do this interview. So I'm loving life right now. But I discovered I could live my dream. I was actually sitting in the state penitentiary when I realized that. So I discovered that like while I was sitting in prison. But it's interesting because I grew up in the ghetto and in foster care. My mom died and my dad left. And I made bad choices. I was good at hustling, so I went to prison, you know, thus making those bad choices. But it was in the worst of circumstances when I discovered my life could be what I chose it to be. It didn't have to be just what it was. And that's when I discovered that.
Wow, what an inspiration. Most of your songs, like you just mentioned, I read that are based on your own life experiences. And the autobiographical film Tower to Tower tells the story of going from incarceration to college graduation. Elaborate on that a little bit and talk about how much it relates to you as an artist.
Yes, it's Tower to Tower. I went from Tower to Tower. That was my first album, my first project. I think we all watch enough TV or movies to know whether you've been in prison or not, that in prison they have like a watch guard tower, like the dude with the rifle is watching the prison yard or what have you. And I used to lay on my bunk, and again, that's when I was dreaming about like doing what it is that I do now. But ultimately, I got out of prison and got accepted to the prestigious University of Texas at Austin, and ultimately graduated with a 4.0. And as I went from four felonies to a 4.0, when I graduated at the University of Texas, they have a famous clock tower. And I realized that I went from tower to tower. And just being an artist, I don't know, I don't pick where my songs come from. It's interesting. But my life, I've learned over time from just talking to people that apparently my life is a little bit interesting. So I just write about life. I thought everybody went through this. I thought everybody did these things. But just by doing what it is I do, I can only be me. And I talk about life, and it works, and it's opened a lot of doors. It's very cool to get to work with, like, companies like the NFL and the NBA and Honey Bunches of Oats and Johnson & Johnson. I've got to work with a lot of different brands and whatnot, and helping them do outreach and write songs for their products and whatnot. And so,
Wow. But, I mean, it is totally an inspiration. And just by you voicing that and letting people know how you came from that and where you ended up, it shows that they can do it too. So it gives them the motivation, I want to say, to see that you did it and that they maybe can do it too. So that's just a testimony to your struggle and your journey to get to where you are. So I think that's very inspirational.
I love it. Yeah, that's kind of what that is my goal. It was interesting. When I was young, I was very private. I was an introvert. You know, I wasn't outgoing. You know, I just minded my business, focused on what I was focused on. But when I discovered I had this purpose, like really, I really have a strong sense of purpose and destiny. I really believe I'm in my lane. I wrote a song while I was overseas, and part of the hook is unreleased, but in the hook is like, this is God's plan, homie, this is God's plan. I do it big, represent for all my fam, and I really feel like it's God's plan, but just like a destination on your GPS, though, regardless if it's a plan, like, I don't believe in fate, like F-A-T-E, like, I believe fate is fate, supposed to happen, it's going to happen. I don't really believe in that, but I believe that if you have a purpose and you have a destiny, just like on your GPS, you have a destination, and if you put in the work and the hard work and persevere and do what you're supposed to do, that you will get where you're trying to go if where you're trying to go is where you're supposed to be. It won't just happen, but you can definitely be assured that you can get there if you put the work in. And so it made me change from being an introvert to being an extrovert, from being like behind the mic and behind the camera to being in front of the mic and in front of the camera, because I realized like this is part of my purpose and my destiny, and I'm enjoying the journey.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you are also a producer, songwriter, like I mentioned in the intro, and referred to as part rapper, part singer-songwriter. Tell us how having this background helps you as an artist and makes you, to most people, somewhat of a triple threat in the industry.
The industry. So, this is a whole interview conversation on the industry. Being able to produce, I don't know, as an artist, I'm all about that, being able to communicate what I want to communicate. So for me being able to get in the studio and actually produce the music, it's not only write the music, but be able to produce it so it can sound like and look like what I desire it to sound like and look like, it's a great thing. And that's, the part rapper, part singer-songwriter, that's the dual threat. And then the business skills are very, very key because the music industry is very challenging. I travel all across the country, the world even right now. I meet lots of individuals, especially young artists, and they want to do what it is. They want to do what I'm doing, just like I wanted to do it when I wasn't doing it. And one of the most important parts of that is the business aspect of it. Like, I believe gifts come from God. I believe there are a lot of talented people in the world, 7 billion people in the world, right? It's more than a few can rap, more than a few can sing, more than a few can look good, more than a few can do this or do that. And so that differentiation becomes like, how do you take what's inside of you and get it out and be effective at it? And so that's when I discovered like the business aspect of it. And so I focus on the business the same way I focus on, you know, like writing raps technically, or learning how to play the guitar, or learning how to mix a song. It's like I learned how to get money, getting paid to do what I love, and I think that's a key part. Because the old industry is dead. The old industry was like, be great at something and quote unquote somebody will discover you and then somehow they'll put you out there and you get paid. But I mean, yeah, that's not where it's at. It's all DIY right now, right? Do it yourself. and we got the internet, right? We got internet and we got time, so we can figure it out.
Yep, exactly. I totally agree with you. And do you feel that having that graduated from the University of Texas helped you maneuver through some of the business aspects? Having that background, do you feel like that helped you?
I did. I'm laughing because I got a pop-up blocker in my head. So I before I say it, I'm like, I don't know if I should tell them that. That's what we say at UT. I went to a great university. What I learned at the prestigious University of Texas in Austin is I was exposed to different cultures. Myself, I'm black. I grew up in the ghetto. I grew up around black and brown people. I grew up around poor people. By going to college allowed me to be exposed to people that weren't just black and brown, people that weren't just poor, and understand other cultures. And so that helps me a lot in the music industry because you deal with different cultures. The music industry, I can't give them credit. I had a guitar teacher when I first started to play guitar. She was awesome. It wasn't her fault, but she didn't teach me how to play guitar, though. I realized I wasn't ready, but so she can't get credit for that because people be like, man, how do you know how to play the guitar? And it's like, well, I had a guitar instructor, but, I mean, she didn't teach me, though. And I went to UT, but that's not where I learned my music industry skills at. What I did learn from the university was being culturally diverse. and understand it. I believe a lot of people limit themselves because they have a narrow viewpoint.
Right.
And don't know how to maneuver, really. You know what I'm saying? It's no different than being in the, I don't know, being in a certain environment and having social skills. So that's what the university really allowed me to see and be exposed to a lot of different things, because even as I travel the world, I still get to be like, I mean, I was in Europe, and it was like, ah, I understand now, like, why some people were like that, because I saw, like, where they came from, because there are a lot of international students at the University of Texas. So college is, people always say college isn't for everybody or this, that, and the third. I mean, the path you need, LeBron didn't have to go to college, but it's just because he figured out what he was gifted at when he was very, very young, and then he put the work in to do that. So,
right.
But I'm an advocate for college. I'm an advocate for getting the resources and the education you need to do what it is that you want to do.
Clean.
College
exactly.
is what I needed, because I got a criminal background. I got 4 felonies. If I just run around rapping with 4 felonies, then people might treat me like that. But instead, I graduated from a great university with a 4.0 GPA. So I had to I had to balance it out. So I just wanted to see me as an ignorant cat that rap.
Right. And being an indie artist considered for a Grammy, touring all over the U.S. and Canada as a solo headliner, and performing at 2 TEDx Talks and Google. Talk about what it's like to be a part of such events and also be recognized in the industry.
When I hear it, it's crazy. Like what you just listed off, if I didn't live it, it sounds surreal. I don't know, it sounds fake. Like, really? Not just 1 TED Talk, but 2 TED Talks. Like, the Google, NFL, everything you just mentioned. I mean, I like to say, I'm humbled. It was definitely the vision, and it's awesome to do it, especially from an independent standpoint. And that's what I want people to get. That's the deal. Like, you don't need a machine behind you. You don't need my team is small but powerful. I think it's, 6 of us right now, but it started off just 2. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife, me and my business partner from the beginning, and she wasn't even the wife then. So it started with 2, and then we grew, and we keep it moving. And it's all about that vision. But, yeah, it's surreal because I like the dream. Like, I've always been a big thinker. I mean, I got arrested by the FBI when I was 17 years old, but it was because I was thinking different. Like, everybody in my neighborhood, they sold drugs to make money, and at 17, I just figured out how to – I skipped the selling drugs part and figured out how to make money. Like, I was making counterfeit money. So, like, my logic is always to go from A to Z the quickest. Like, so coming up in the hood, that's how I went from A to Z the quickest, but I did it the wrong way. And now that I do things the right way, my goal is still to go from – A to Z. I remember one time I was actually sitting in church and my pastor was preaching, and he was talking about, like, if your dream is big enough for you to accomplish it on your own, your dream is not big enough. Like, if your dream doesn't scare you a little bit, if your dream don't need a miracle, if your dream don't need God, then you need to dream bigger. And I remember leaving church and I was like, okay, I'm a big thinker by nature, but I was like, what's the biggest thing I could think of? And it was like, okay, I want to perform at the Super Bowl. And I started out on that path, and I haven't performed at halftime, but I performed at the Super Bowl for the last 5 years. But I had to envision it first, and that's a big deal. And I keep talking about this dream thing, but it's because tomorrow, because on June 12th, I have a new album coming out. It's Dreaming 3D. It's the deluxe edition. Dreaming 3D is my way of saying make your dreams a reality. And so, yeah, I'm stunting on purpose. One of the new songs on the album is called I'm Stunting. And, because so many people get distracted and they figure, like, if you want to do it big, if you want to be successful, then you have to do it a certain way. But I'm like, proof you don't. Like, I'm proof you don't need a record label. You don't need a booking agent. You don't need a manager. You don't need a machine behind you. What you need is a vision. What you need is some information. What you need is some time. And what you need is some perseverance. And then you can make your dreams become reality. And so, all those things you listed off, like, one of those I spoke about, when I did a TED Talk, at one of the TED Talks I talked about the order of operations, right? If we all remember that when we were young, all the youngsters in school, they remember because they're still learning right now, right? But it's like, you have to do, like, you have to do things in order. If you do, like, the calculations out of order, then you get the wrong answer. So, like, if you don't, you have to do multiplication and division first, or what's in parentheses and blah, blah, blah. And so sometimes life is like that. Cause like, some people might be multi-talented, but you got to know the order that you need to do it in so that you can get the right results. That's why T.I. rapped before he was acting. Had he became an actor before he started rapping, we might not know who he is.
Exactly.
There's an order, there's a sequence to do things in, and we have to figure that sequence out as well, just like with math, understand the order. So I'm loving it. I'm loving being able to empower people to live their dreams because it's working. I'm seeing it. I don't like to take credit for somebody else's success because at the end of the day, I know that they had to do that work, but I love being a part of it. And there's so many people that I've been able to play a part in their success and help them live their dreams, just like me. I got a little homie right now that's, like, I don't know, I think the last I checked was 16 city tour, but he's an artist and he's a beast. And I just shared some insight with him, like, man, you should look at it like this, and gave him some game. And he took it and he ran with it and booked a 16-plus city tour. And before this, he had zero. But he was able to take that. And so that's what I love. He made his dream 3D because that was his dream. Like, man, I want to go on tour. And I didn't let him open for me. Right? He's like, I'm on tour. He probably figured he could go on tour with me. And I'm like, nah, you can't go on tour with me, but here's how you can go on tour. And he took it and he ran with it. So I love that.
Yeah, definitely. It sounds like you're definitely making a difference. And I really like the quote, small but powerful, is how you started out. And if that's a testament to anything, I think that's what a lot of people need to take from it. You are also a musician with a message, encouraging education, not incarceration, to at-risk youth. Tell us how you got involved with this cause. I know it seems like it's something personal to you. And what it means to you to give, to be an artist, to be able to give back. And it looks like we might have dropped. So, Paul, if you're out there, give us a call back, because we really want to know what the answer to that question was. And if you don't know, like I said, he... Saul Paul is a musician with a message, and he encourages youth and believes in education, not incarceration. So, Saul Paul, if you're out there, give us a call back. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened with the phone. The call dropped. So, as you guys can all see, this guy is such a talented artist. He's doing a lot of things. He believes in speaking your dreams into power. And I think we might have him back on the line again. Saul Paul, is that you?
That's me.
All right. I don't know what happened. That was kind of weird. It just dropped the call. So sorry about that.
No worries. I know what it is. That iPhone battery.
Like I was saying, you're also a musician with a message encouraging education, not incarceration, to at-risk youth. And like you said, you like to give back and everything. How did you get involved with this cause, and what does it mean to you as an artist to be able to give back?
I got involved because I realized when I was sitting in prison, like, I grew up, and there was many people that tried to share insight with me along the way so that I wouldn't end up where I ended up. But I was hard-headed, and I did what I wanted to do, and I didn't listen. And at the same time, they weren't effective in communicating. But I can't point the finger at them. It's my life. So when I was sitting in prison, I kind of realized, though, like, oh, that's what my uncle was talking about. That's what the teacher was talking about. That's what coach was talking about. That's what Big Homie was saying, but I really didn't connect with me. And so after I got out of prison and went to college and graduated, I felt like I just knew I had an inherent responsibility to give back. Because when I speak, I just stumbled across it. It was like, it works. Like, I communicate with people, and it's like they have these aha moments. They get it. Like, things that they might have heard before, but when I shared it, it made sense. And so I was like, I think it would be fraudulent. It would be selfish if I was like, well, I'm straight, you know. I overcame all my adversity and still succeeded. If you don't do it, shame on you. And that's sad, because there are many people that operate with that mentality. But instead, it was like, okay, wow, so if I made it, I guess I got to play my part and give back. And so that's where it ultimately came from. And I knew that there were people like me. Plus, I also
realize that even as I was sitting in prison, everything that I didn't understand when somebody told me, the seed was still in my head. So it was like a few years later, but it was like, oh, that's what Ms. Johnson meant. I get it now.
Right.
And so I think it's powerful to still sow those seeds. And to my peers out there and to those that came before me, whatever, I hope I encourage them to stay encouraged. And so sometimes you don't even see the fruit of the seed that you sow, but you got to know that you faithfully sowed the seed. Because
exactly.
the people that knew me, if they didn't know, like, dude, there might be somebody that always saw the potential in me when I was 12 or when I was 18, but the last they heard is that when I was 20, I went to prison. So they're like, man, I failed. I saw that potential in them, but, you know, wow, that's another one we lost. But really, it didn't. It really made a difference, but it didn't click till years after they told me. So that's why I do it, and that's why I'm encouraged to continually do it, because I'm recognizing, like, we just got to get them seeds out there. And we also have the opportunity to be media producers versus just consumers of media, especially for people that, unlike you. So shout out to you. I want to take this moment, Paul. Shout out to you and the whole movement that y'all got going, because you're not consuming media. You're creating media, and you're creating positive media, and you're making a difference. You're not just talking about it. So, like, we peers because y'all doing it. I'm just doing what y'all are doing my way. And so I want to encourage others to do the same thing. So that's how I got into it, and I recognized that it worked because I was the worst. If anybody saw me, anybody who knew me from my past, like, I don't know if people see me, you know, so I know I look good. So if you see the pictures, like, oh, you look good. I got to laugh. That was a joke. I act like I'm Kanye or something. but the people are like, oh, you're so well-spoken. You look good. Like, oh, you straight. But I was the worst. And you can think of that worst kid, the one that's, like, smart but just terrible. Like, you hate to see him coming. That was me. But look at me now. And so I know that there are others out there just like me. And I don't want people to give up on them. Black lives matter, all lives matter. Like, these young people's lives matter. Like, people like to write people's lives off. Like, let's save the good ones. I'm like, let's save the bad ones, because that was the worst.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you. What can we expect from you in the future? Any upcoming projects that you want to give a shout-out to or things that you're working on that you want to let us know about?
I'm excited. The new project comes out. I got to say this. This is kind of crazy. The city of Austin, you know, my city holds me down. I put on for my city, and my city holds me down. So the mayor and the city of Austin actually gave me a day, and it's June 12th. So they did that 2 years ago, and we celebrate it every year. So tomorrow, on June 12th, we'll be celebrating Salt Paul Day in the city of Austin. And it's like a birthday to me, and so I like to do big things on my birthday. I like to do big things on my day, so I'm releasing a project tomorrow, Dreaming 3D, the deluxe edition. The project itself, so like I say project, like it's an album, it's like a CD, and you can find it everywhere, you know, everywhere music is sold, or downloaded, or streamed, or bootlegged, or pirated. But also there's a book, Dreaming 3D, there's a mobile gaming app, Saul Paul Dreaming 3D. And if you go to my website, Saul Paul, SaulPaul, if you go to my website, SaulPaul.com, then you can find out about our new, we have another app that we're really excited about, and it's for, like, hashtag Team Saul Paul for those that really want to be part of the movement and make a difference, and then you get exclusive because we have a new vlog series that's coming out that's based on the book, where for the next 30-plus weeks, each week I release a new video talking about how to transform your dreams into reality. And that right there, all of that is under one umbrella of the Dreaming 3D project. So that's what's coming up. And I just finished the Dreaming 3D European tour. I'll do a Texas tour the next month, and then I'll be back on the West Coast in August.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you are doing your thing, Saul Paul. Thank you so much for joining us here today at Urban Team Magazine. It's a pleasure speaking to you and getting to know you as an artist and as a visionary. And we at Urban Team wish you much success in everything you do in the future. And we will be, checking in to see how you're doing. So thank you so much again for joining us here at Urban Team Magazine.
Thank you. Keep doing what you do. Sign on.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
And thank you all for joining us here today at Urban Team Magazine here at Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to know more about our special guest, Saul Paul, like he mentioned, his website, social media pages, where you can probably download his latest single. I'm sure, it's like he said, he mentioned probably on the YouTube or iTunes and the other sites where you can download a copy. And you just heard right here at the beginning of the show his single, I Can Only Be Me. Don't forget to check out our latest issue of Urban Teen Magazine and be on a lookout for Saul Paul for a feature in an upcoming issue. You can get a copy by visiting urbanteenmagazine.com. If you know of an outstanding, talented teen in your community and would like us to feature them in Urban Teen Magazine, or if you are an entertainer and would like to just come sit down and speak with us here at Urban Teen Magazine Radio, send all your inquiries to info@urbanteenmagazine.com or urbanteenmagazine@yahoo.com. Until next time, this has been your host, Sandra White Stevens, publisher of Urban Teen Magazine. As always, remember to stay positive and follow your dreams.